This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Welcome to Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. I'm Rob Morse. I'm from Self Defense Gun Stories Podcast.
I'm Bob Main from the Handgun World Podcast.
And I'm Ben Branham from Modern Self Protection Podcast. And none of us can really be Bill Frady, but we're going to try. And we're borrowing his brand new studios, the AR-500 Armor Studios.
Bill is at SHOT Show. That's the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show in Las Vegas. He'll report at the beginning of the third hour, but until then, we have a few guests I'm really eager to talk to.
And next hour, we'll have Charlie Cook to talk about the crazy contortions you have to make to carry a gun in Massachusetts. Welcome to the Commonwealth.
And this hour, we have Antonia
Okafor. Oh,
Ben Okafor.
I'm the worst.
Gosh, just Ben
Antonio.
Here.
Yeah, I owe you a lot of drinks. She discovered that she's actually politically conservative, and she lives in Dallas. And that sounds weird, but she's a young black woman and a daughter of a Nigerian immigrant, and she grew up without a father. She was an Obama voter twice, but we'll forgive her for that. And then she was doing graduate school and teaching empowering young women, which is awesome. And then she began to ask herself some questions, and those uncomfortable questions that we all went through at one time or another. And she kind of asked, what if I wanted to start a business, have a family, and then how do I protect all that stuff? Antonia, how are you doing tonight?
Hello. Hey, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
do you recognize that amazing young woman we just described? Does that sound like somebody you know?
Oh, no, that's the former wife. I don't even see that. No. It's always so funny because when people tell me, when they do the introduction, it's like, I did do that. Life has gone by pretty quickly in the last couple of, since 2015. So it's kind of like, it's always good to reiterate, remember the stuff that I've done and then the not so great stuff too, like voting for Obama twice. So thanks for that.
It obviously made sense to you then. It doesn't now. So yours is a voyage story, a transition story. And one of the things I like you. You're always you were a Girl Scout. You served in crisis pregnancy centers. We'll talk about you a little more about how, the transition. You were in college sort of when this transition happened, but before you got there, you were serving in overseas aid missions, weren't you?
Yeah, so I my degree is in international political economy, and I've always been very passionate and very interested in foreign relations. Probably has to do with the fact that my family is from Nigeria and they immigrated here. In the 3-year war broke out and there were a lot of refugees, and they went to Lebanon, I took part in an international envoy, and I was able to work with persecuted Iraqi and Syrian Christian refugees who had fled to Lebanon for religious persecution. So, yeah, I got to work with them, and it was really great.
Wow. So that's okay. You're getting your political chops, and then life changes, huh?
Yeah, kind of. So I think that was, 2012? And then that was basically the time also when Obama, was running for re-election. And that's really at that time, I was about to graduate college, And the funny thing that happens with graduating college is then you start to think, oh, goodness, I have to actually go in the real world, and all these taxes and, like, reality sets in. And then you start to freak out because here's why I listen to NPR every day, and NPR says that the economy is great, that Black relations are great, but then and everything is good for you. And then you realize, you know what, this Obamacare thing, this, you know, having to pay taxes more than I did when I got into school, the economy is not great, I'm trying to find a job. Maybe the things that Obama was saying in 2008 when I was 18 and green and didn't really know better wasn't actually, in fact, true. And so I started asking those questions, and it was mostly on the fiscal side of, you know, how am I going to be affected, you know, as an adult, and what are the policies that affected me because of that. But then realizing that my Nigerian immigrant parents have, you know, instilled in me values that tend to be very conservative, and I'm not alone. I'm a Black American, and other people are Black too that are, for the most part, usually very conservative. So that's when I started to ask questions and start changing my mind.
Antonio, this is Bob Main. Did you lose some friends kind of when you changed your thinking on that?
Yes. So I have a great PragerU video that kind of chronicles my 5-year journey, or kind of a lesson that actually, of my transition. And the most memorable part of the video, apparently, that has gone viral is the part where, you know, I was losing friends. And yeah, I definitely did lose friends who are on the more liberal side, who are very progressive. I don't even say liberal because liberals, classical liberals, have an open mind, but more on the progressive side. I did leave those people left me, rather. But yeah, I mean, I gained really good ones with common sense afterwards. So it's okay.
That's a good way to put it. I like what you said, those people lost me. I like that.
exactly.
So part of you sounds like, okay, I'm a dad, right? And my daughter's similar age as yours. She's off in graduate school. And every young person who leaves school and goes, oh, those are my taxes and my bills, there's an abrupt conservative transition usually about that time. But you were involved with Students for Concealed Carry. And you lobbied, didn't you lobby the Texas legislature?
Yeah, so it was my first year of grad school in 2015. And they had tried to a couple times before that, and it had failed. I know even in Texas it had failed, campus carry, which is concealed carry on college campuses, which for those who don't know, but basically it's allowing those who already have a permit off campus to be able to use that on campus and have a firearm with them. Concealed, of course. And I, at that time, was, you know, transitioning. I was already asking those questions. I was in grad school. And one of the big things, you know, you were talking about the fact that I was empowering women, and I was, you know, actually doing a lot of on the feminist type movement type of work, and talk about domestic violence and basically women in general and empowering them. And I realized that, you know, there was this void of always talking about how we're going to empower women and how we're going to help women and, you know, rape culture and all that stuff that's happening on college campuses and sexual assault. And, you know, for me, I absolutely believe that is happening. I mean, just it's human nature, it's evil, right? Whether it's on campus or off campus, it's happening. But I felt like the narrative was always focused on blaming men only and focusing on the people who were actually the perpetrators of the violence. And not really the women and what we could do to prevent things like that from happening and protecting ourselves. And so it was actually a natural transition for me to realize that if I really want to help my fellow peers on campus, if I want to help myself and other people I love, especially women, then I should advocate for this bill. I should say that I'm a different voice, I'm a different face to what people like to portray gun owners as, and I'm going to skew the narrative to be more about self-defense, and people have caught on to that, and thankfully the bill passed, and I was part of the successful implementation later on to make sure that the schools weren't going to try to basically null and void it, but
Antonia,
it better.
Antonia, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to hear more about Students for Concealed Carry. This is Bill Frates, Lock and Load Radio. We have Antonia Okafor with us, and there's a lot to talk about when we come back.
We'll be right back. like a piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Bill Frates for Lock and Load Radio. I'm Rob Morse from Self Defense Council.
And I'm Ben Branham from the Modern Self-Protection Podcast.
And I'm Bob Main from the Handgun World Podcast.
We have Antonia Okafor with us. Antonia, to jump from... Okay, I got to wrap my head around this. You went from a dedicated... sincere Obama voter to campus carry advocate, and you're lobbying the Texas legislature to say, you know, we need guns on campus. I've got the neck brace right here. As long as I don't move too fast, I'm comfortable. Wow, that was quite the transition. What was that like?
You know, well, people say that, and they're like, oh, my God, how do you go from there to guns? And I didn't grow up with guns. My family, you know, from Nigeria, so they didn't have a Second Amendment. But I honestly believe that's why it's so great, why the Second Amendment's so great, because it has nothing to do with politics. It's just whether you figure out the fact that you have the right to defend yourself, and if you want to, and then also that you have the right to defend the people that you love and care about. And I was talking about my story before, and I think that's really what changed, is really realizing what can I really do, what can I do to help other people, to protect themselves, to empower themselves. And that's how I got to that realization. And I think the more I got into the advocacy, the more the other questions that I had on other type of policies and issues just kind of changed. And I know a lot of other people who are still progressive, and they hate my politics and they hate everything about me when it comes to what I have to say. But when they really resonate with the self-defense aspect of it, they see guns as a way to have seen guns as a way to harm them. And until now, until they see that it's actually a way to protect themselves. And a lot of people just haven't seen that before, and it didn't make that switch. So I think it actually makes sense.
You see it as being a human rights issue that transcends politics.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
It certainly is.
It's a woman's rights issue. It's a human rights issue. Absolutely.
Antonia, what can you say was the major reason that you decided to embrace the Second Amendment? And, you know, the reason I ask is, you know, I mean, your votes in the past were for politicians that wanted to take those rights away from you.
Yeah, I think it was that aha moment of, well, my values, these are my values, and realizing what my values were. And I think also my degree actually did help me when I was taking these public policy classes and starting to agree with these policies that you find out later, that's not even on the side that I've been voting for. And then making that connection that you're on the wrong side, really, and you think a different way and you believe a different way. I think once I had an aha moment of reconciling those two, then I was able to make that determination of, you know what, who am I going to vote for next time? And are they actually going to embrace or empower me as an individual? Or are they going to make sure that the rights that I have are protected? And, you know, I believe the Republican Party, the Libertarians are really good on the Second Amendment issue. So that's when I started going more into the conservative movement in general.
That's such a great transition. It's so good to see. How do your friends feel about some of those choices?
Oh, yeah. Well, my old friends, you know, they're old friends.
Your old friends. What do they say?
Yeah. You know, they're surprisingly the ones that have stuck around, right? The ones that I still try to see what I'm doing. They'll say, you know what? I don't agree with you, but it's just really cool that you're out there and you're speaking your truth and you're passionate. And I just think a lot of people are, for the most part, they're apathetic, whether that's on a college campus or off. There's a lot of people who don't want to listen to the news. They don't want to watch politics in general, and they want to stay disengaged. And I think it surprises them that someone they know can stand up for something they believe in and they're passionate about it. And I think that's one thing anybody can say about me, is that I'm a passionate person and I believe what I believe. And so a lot of people hate me because of it, but that's okay because I believe in it. So,
generally, they're generally supportive of you then.
They are. My family, I have Bernie and Hillary supporters in my family who still get upset with me every time that I talk about the fact that I voted for Trump. I mean, me going on CNN a couple weeks ago defending Trump again was something a lot of them were upset about, but they supported me because they love me. And I think that's the disconnect for a lot of people, is that in the social media world, it's so easy to start hating people that are really this, you know, this vague sense of a image of a person. It's really not somebody that they connect with, they know. And I think that's the problem we have these days, is that we can't have civil conversations about politics because we forget that there's a person on the other side. And for me, it's easy because it's my family. It's people I love. So I have to get along with them.
So, yeah. That's so true. That's so true. Because people get carried away on social media easily.
So how did your family feel when you brought, political materials home? Because you were a precinct chairman in the last election. So I know we differ, but here, let me spread this out on the kitchen table and go for it.
Take one of these pamphlets.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, I was a girl in the Trump T-shirt, like, the day of the election, and actually the day before, that week of, just in my shorts and my Trump T-shirt, just walking door to door with, like, hey, vote for Donald Trump, and my mom having to be like, oh my gosh, I'm going to work. I can't handle this. And just laughing about it. And you can open a carry here too. So I'm like, sometimes I'm open carrying, who knows? But yeah, it was, I don't know. My mom always has a great sense of humor. I mean, she's a single parent. She raised all of us by herself, and I think she just has a very optimistic attitude about everything, but she taught me how to be vocal and to be opinionated, and we always have the news in our house, so I'm used to debating with her and getting really good content and then going on CNN and then debating other people about it. It's really fun, actually.
I bet
so
that
it
is.
Works out.
Using your mama's research, yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Can't beat that.
Yes. Yes, she laughs about it. In fact, on CNN a couple weeks ago, I did talk about, the whole alleged Donald Trump comments about Nigeria, and talking to my mom and saying, hey, what do you think about this? I mean, my mom voted for Hillary again. And she said, you know what? I agree with him. I left Nigeria because it is a, she didn't use that vernacular, but she said, it's a horrible country. The government is horrible. I left America because I wanted better for myself and for my children. And I was surprised with that. So it was really nice to be able to say what my mom said. So yeah, it's good. It's fun though.
How do we jump in? I assume somebody saw you and somebody connected you with Dennis Prager. We've got 20 seconds. You want to just drop a word on that and we'll get back to it after the break?
Yeah, so I know Charlie Kirk, who's the founder of Turning Point USA, and they were doing a series about young people and the movement, and I was asked to talk about my story, and
we'll cover the rest of that story when we come back from break.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. But designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back to Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. I'm Ben Branham from Self-Protection.
I'm Rob Morse
from the Handgun World Podcast.
I'm Rob Morse from Self-Defense Gun Stories. We have Antonia Okafor with us. Wow, she's done so many things. It's hard. I can't think of a short way to describe her. Antonia, you are starting to tell us how you got connected with Prager videos. Friend of a friend, somebody heard you on campus and said, let's bring her in here?
Yeah, kind of. You know, I've done some stuff with the founder and executive director of Turning Point USA, which is this really amazing conservative college group on campus nationwide. And he was the one who told them, hey, you should check out this up-and-coming conservative activist Antonia, and they connected me and I was able to share my story. So yeah, and here we are almost 7 million views later, and it's incredible that so many people resonate with it. So yeah, that's how I got connected, Charlie Kirk.
Wow.
That's impressive. That's amazing. And then you started a website too, empowered2a.org.
Yeah,
tell us the story behind that one.
Yeah, so Empowered is a national organization for young women on college campuses. And basically, you know, it's empowering them, educating, training, and advocating really for campus carry. And the whole premise is that women are empowered through gun ownership, particularly on college campuses. And so I actually started this organizations, the 501c3, and you can check it out on empowered2a.org to learn more about it. But I'm doing this tour right now called the Be Empowered Tour, where I'm traveling nationwide And I'm going on college campuses, and I'm talking with young women, and I'm talking to young men about why you should fight for campus carry and why we need it. And I don't know if you've heard, but a couple months ago now, but I was supposed to speak at Hampshire College in Massachusetts, and they canceled my speech 2 hours before I was set to speak, and it became international news. So they said that, quote, the Second Amendment, the topic that I was going to speak on was, quote, very controversial. And they had many people in the community calling and professors yelling and upset with them. And basically they emailed me and the student that organized it just while I was set to go out to the actual campus and speak, leaving my hotel, saying that it was canceled. And so the Associated Press heard of that. They wrote a story, and then it just blew up. So New York Times, Washington Post, Daily Mail, everyone knew about it. And where it was only like 19 people who were set to come because Hampshire College is a small college. But now, a day later after that event, the president of Hampshire College personally called me to apologize for doing so. But yeah, I still have not been able to speak there since then. So that was interesting.
So I love unintended consequences like that. You were going to reach 19 people at the college. And then because they thought, oh, this is evil, and they canceled it because, you know, we don't like the First Amendment for some reason. But then you got to speak on CNN, Fox, got stories written about you. Yeah.
Hey,
that's awesome. You took something bad and made it awesome. Good job.
Yeah, it is
awesome.
No, it was great. And, you know, and Tony, I wanted to ask you a question since we're on this college campus subject here. You go to college campuses and you ask a lot of difficult questions, don't you?
I do.
Like what? Give us an example of some. And what are your what responses do you get?
Well, for example, I spoke at Mount Holyoke, which is an all-girl college in Massachusetts, not far from actually from Hampshire College. I spoke the day after. And it was interesting to me, that was the third college where when I said that there are only two genders, because, you know, I'm talking about female empowerement.
Oh my gosh. Now,
when I said there are only two genders, that the whole room gasped.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's funny because it's supposed to be about guns and women, but really it's now I'm having to educate the public, the college students, that there are only two genders and it's only male and female. And then I can go into the guns after I properly educate them on that. They're usually more upset that I say that actually than I'd even talk about the guns on campus. It's my surprise. So, but yeah, I was at Mount Holyoke and they were upset about that. And that's one of the difficult questions that I asked them. And then, you know, everything else, the fact that I used to be a Democrat and I changed my mind and, and all these different things that the left hates because that flies in the face of their narrative. That they're still unsuccessfully trying to pass along right now during the Trump administration. So lots of things that they don't.
Have you ever been chased off of campus and run out of there? Have they ever said, get out of here?
Well, I think in their own discreet way, I think that was what Hampshire College did, right, was
they turned down
have me come up there. Yeah, come up there, take all the time, spend the money, get a sponsor for everything. The students didn't pay for me to go there. I acquired a sponsor to get there because I'm passionate about the subject. And they just said no, 2 hours before. So I think that's how they do it. And that's how they do it, at UC Berkeley, which, by the way, you guys heard it here first. I'm set to speak at UC Berkeley on February 15th.
That's great.
That's with the College Republicans group. So that's going to be fun. So, but yeah, that's how they do it right now is they cancel speeches and they say it's too dangerous. So they make you pay a $15,000 security fee, which UC Berkeley was going to do last year when I tried to speak there in the fall. So there's a lot of different things that they can do to keep people from speaking because lo and behold, someone hears you and they actually agree with what you have to say and change their mind. I think that's what they don't want.
Can't have that.
Yes, exactly.
So they don't like controversial subjects and they don't really believe in the First Amendment, some of these campuses.
Oh, no. Yeah. And they're the ones who are pushing the hate speech narrative And I've done, I've actually been to Howard University. I went there with, when I was in DC for a small amount of time, and we went on campus talking to the students and, hearing what they had to say. It was right after the NFL standing thing or kneeling thing happened, rather. And just like, you know what? Okay, this is Howard. It's the best of the best. This is very educated African American families and middle class families. I'm sure they're more like me. And then just talking to them and just hearing like this, you know, this narrative that is basically talking points that they're just hearing and thinking that it has to do with them. And unfortunately, people are buy into that. And I think the problem is when they leave and they continue to buy into that, that's the issue that we're having. And that's why we having organizations like Empowered, like Turning Point USA, like Young Americans for Liberty, that our students who are passionate about changing the narrative on campus is vital to not only college students, but they're going to be the future leaders of this world, and they're going to run it. And so it's important that we have the right narrative on campus. And
that's scary.
Yeah, it is.
The part you said about that they're going to be the future leaders of the world, that's scary.
I know. Sometimes it's more so than others.
No. Ben, Bob.
Don't listen to Bob on that. Bob has a son about your age, and hearing people like you talk, I have great faith in the next generation. So don't listen to that old booger.
Do you realize that while all of the...
I wasn't talking about Antonia. I was talking about some of the people on the campuses where she speaks.
Oh, no, this is awesome.
That's what I gather.
Antonia is the antithesis of a snowflake.
Exactly. Antonia is the type we want out there, but...
Right, so all of the rest of them are going to melt, and Antonia will own the field. I love this.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, I mean, you're doing so much. You have to have taken a break from graduate school. We only have 20 seconds. When we come back to Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio, I want you to talk about pageants. You've been in international competitions. I'm talking to not only a political sharpshooter, I'm talking to a beauty queen.
Yeah.
When we come back, right after this break.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
That's right, we're back from Bill Brady's Lock It and Load Radio. I'm Rob Holmes. I have the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast and some great guests today.
I'm Ben Branham from Modern Self-Protection.
And I'm Bob Main from the Handgun World podcast.
We all get to talk to Antonia Okafor. My goodness. But Antonia, before we go on, I'm an old man. You're a young woman. Your resume's longer than mine already. So congratulations for all you've done. But you have to have taken a semester off from graduate degree, or you're wearing a cape. You're out of school right now?
Oh, yeah. I had to take, I've been out of school for at least a year now, but I'm planning to go back in the fall, so we'll see, though.
Okay, good, because otherwise I was going to say, do you put on the superwoman uniform in the phone booth when you dash by? Now, tell me, how did you get the pageant bug? Because you are Miss Dallas International, aren't you?
I am Miss Dallas International. I just started getting into pageants. I didn't grow up with it at all. It was actually Miss Rhode Island, America, so Miss America pageant system. So Miss Rhode Island, she has been convincing me, or has convinced me, rather, to go into my first pageant, which was last year. And so then I did that one, and I did Miss Texas USA, because I was really tired of, and Miss America had just finished, and of course the winner was someone who was very anti-Trump and vocal about it and blah, 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 the stuff that we hear all the time in pageants now. And I wanted to represent someone else, and so I decided to compete in Miss Texas USA. So I did that actually earlier this month in Houston, and there were over 100 girls. If you don't know about pageants, I'm sure a lot of your viewers don't or your listeners don't, but Texas is definitely the most competitive of the pageants in the pageant system. So for those who don't know as well, Miss Texas, if I had won that, I would have gone to Miss USA, and then Miss USA goes to Miss Universe. So it was a great experience to do that, but now I'm Miss Dallas International, and I'll be competing for Miss Texas International in a couple of weeks here in Dallas. So,
wow.
Yeah, that's cool.
It makes for great publicity pictures for you. Yes, it does.
Well, it's also, it's opened up a completely different world. You know, I think part of me me being a very girly girl and, you know, being in the two-way community, I love you guys. I really do. But I think sometimes, you know, sometimes you're just like, you know what? I need makeup. And I need makeup and I need clothes and I need glam. And I just need to remember my, you know, my feminine roots. And so I think that was the natural transition. We're trying to work it out but and change that in the industry. But I think, you know, yeah, I'm a pageant girl, I'm a beauty queen, and I also love guns, and I'm a passionate activist, so that's okay, you know?
But wait, no, it makes perfect sense. No, it's the yin and yang. You're a beauty queen, works in a gun, at a shooting range.
Exactly.
That's got to be an interesting, interesting, I'm sure.
Do you wear heels at the range?
You know, I've always worn heels. I've always been very adamant that I'm not going to let the gun culture define me, and I'm going to wear my Calvin Klein dresses and my heels to the gun range, and that's okay.
do people come to the range and recognize you? I know you from...
You know, a couple of people have, actually. So it's funny. It's like, aren't you the NRA girl? I'm like, yeah, I'm here to get my range time. So it makes for great, you know, conversations. But, yeah, it's good. I'm always welcome. I always welcome that, though. It's good to talk to other two-way people and people who love to go to the range. So.
Well, that's good. But nobody's recognized you as Miss Dallas International?
Not yet. That's a new thing. So, but when they do find out about it, then it's fun for them to put those two things together, that I'm a beauty queen and I'm an NRA commentator. And, oh, yeah, I saw you on CNN. So, you know, stuff like that. I probably confused more people than they would like.
Sounds like you're having fun with it, though. That's awesome.
Yeah, Antonio. I'm young and I'm single. Why not?
Exactly.
Antonio, what's your carry gun?
Oh, man. My carry gun is an LC9, the 9mm. So, but I also have an ultra carry, too. It's a 45 that I can carry around. Usually I purse carry that one. But, yeah, so we're your LC9, my first gun, my first handgun.
That's good. So you got the Kimber ultra carry, the 4-inch?
Yeah, the 45. The barrel.
4-inch barrel, 45?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I'm guessing, yeah, the ultra carry. I don't know.
Hey, yeah, Antonio, probably. you're on the show, man, with a bunch of gun geeks, so all the stuff that you learned at the range, these guys eat it up.
You know, it's just,
like, I couldn't help. However, I can tell you. But, yeah, it's a pretty one. It's the Amethyst. It's the purple pretty gun. So, again, I always bring back the glam.
Exactly. Pretty.
It looks good. You like shooting it. What else do you need to know, right?
But you know,
yeah,
what?
Exactly.
The bad guy doesn't care what color that gun is.
Exactly. You're right. You're right. I just like, especially when I get to open carry in Texas, so I'm just like, yay. It's like jewelry to me. I always say hashtag better than jewelry. I can open carry it, and I can, you know, sometimes it works with my outfit, so it's great. I know some guys right now.
The guys just said that's awesome. It matches your outfit. That's
exactly. My son matches my outfit all the time. It does.
He's always wearing black.
Lots of guns. I have to own a lot because it depends on what I'm wearing. It's got to match. So that's why I got this tactical selection.
Antonia, you did a video that talked about the violence in Chicago and firearms. You sort of tried to peel away the blame game there. I saw it on YouTube. How did you get involved with that project, and who sponsored it?
Yeah, so it's TRT World. So they're kind of like a BBC. They're international.
Oh.
And they came to me, actually, and they said, you know, we wanted someone who was different than, you know, the typical, because when you see movies or shows like this, usually are probably going to hear somebody who's very anti-gun. And thankfully, one of the producers is pro-gun and secretly was for me. And so he really rallied for me to be the host of that show. And it's a series that basically talks about the different aspects of America and goes through Route 66. And so what better issue to talk about in Chicago, where Route 66, you know, began, and talk about gun violence or talk about violence in general. And I was there for a week and we filmed the whole thing and it was amazing. And I learned so much. And what I learned really, though, it kind of just strengthened my argument that this is way more than just to take guns away or put more guns in. It's all about the human issue. It's about the heart issue. And there's a lot of devastation and poverty in Chicago. And people are hurting from it. And we politicize it so much that we don't hear their side. So it was a great experience. And I learned so much. And a lot of people loved it.
That's a good point. Very good point.
Yeah. We've got a little under 2 minutes. So let's see, political, international politics, domestic politics, beauty pageant, movie star, and she works at a gun range. Guys, she's single.
now, I don't know. 45.
when we come back after the break, we won't have Antonia with us. We'll have Charlie Cook to talk about something mundane and straightforward, like trying to have a gun in Massachusetts. Before we get there, we have a minute, Antonia. Where do people find out more about you?
Yeah, so I have a very big presence in social media, of course, like I'm a millennial. So you can check me from Twitter. Go to Antonia_Okafor. Same thing with Instagram. I'm on Facebook as well. Black Armed and Conservative is my fan page. And you can also check my website, which is www.antoniaokafor.com to see more projects for what I'm going to be doing in the future. So, yeah.
And I noticed there were links to Empowered from that page.
Yes, yes. So you can go to empowered2a.org and see what we're doing on college campuses nationwide and see the movement growing. And hopefully it will be something that's going to be counter to the Women's March and be the new feminist movement of pro-gun, pro-life women. So, yeah, you can check it out there.
I know I will. I think you're going to have a surge in viewers once this once this comes out on the air. Thank you so much. We'll be back after this break.
Good to meet you, Antonia.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contest, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.